Welcome to Prepare My Family Without Fear. This is a radio classroom series with Jim Phillips. My interest is to share with you my passion, and that's to create a culture of preparedness in the face of a changing world. You see, and my focus is also to teach families a principle-based approach to true preparedness so that you can face any eventuality without fear. Now, this is number one in the series, and as we get started, we're going to kind of lay the foundation for the approach that I like to take. It's also a foundation that will get you acquainted with what we'll be doing as we go along. Now, you can email questions to me at askjim@preparemyfamily.com. That's askjim@preparemyfamily.com. And if you don't have access to the Internet, then we have a toll-free voicemail, which is 888-U-GET-SET. That's the 888, the letter U, and then get set, or 888-843-8737. We're very interested in your questions, suggestions, and experiences as we go along. But one of the challenges that we have in doing a program like this is that, first off, this is a very serious subject. It truly is a serious subject. But I like to keep things upbeat, but, of course, not get flippant at it because it is so serious. The other challenge is that we have people that are all different kinds of levels in their knowledge about, experience with, and their preparations for different things that may happen. I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about the kinds of things that occur. There's many different kinds of disasters, man-made, natural, you know, life just happens, and that's part of what we'll discuss. And as we go into it, we may get to some very specific things, but we're going to begin in a very general place. Here's a thought that I have. This has kind of become my moniker through the years, which is I call it the truth about life. You see, there's no doubt that tomorrow will come, and there's no dispute that things happen. But how you're prepared to meet tomorrow will make all the difference in the world. If you're prepared for the worst, then no matter what happens, it will be an adventure. And you see, I believe that our lives were created to be grand adventures of growth and development, of change, of becoming more than we were when we started out. That's how I believe that it works. Well, I know that in this time slot, I've been here before, talked to some of you people, and we may repeat some of the things that you've heard, but we're going to put together this program as a series to help everybody get to the same place. I also know that some of you folks have a tremendous amount of experience and background and preparedness. Some of this may be a little bit on the beginner side, but then again, we may have some ideas that you haven't heard or thought about before. To me, I believe that whatever we're doing in this area, it must be based on principles. You see, it's much more than just a list of things to buy. Very often, and I go to lots of different classes and courses, and I love to listen to other authors and speakers because I get ideas from them. Sometimes I may only get one thought, but that one thought could save my life. And so that's why I like reading everything that I can. But it comes down to not just about reading about something, but it's understanding it from the experience side. You see, I believe everything has to be based on principles rather than this list of things to buy, because if I just tell you what to buy, when things get really, really tough, you'll just give up and die if you don't have an understanding of how and why things work and have an understanding of what your true needs and priorities are. Now, let me begin with a simple thought here, and I'm not going to go through all the principle base at this time because I know that there's some people want to get right to the stuff, and I think you also want to figure out, well, how's this going to work? How are we going to present things? How can we do this over the air to help people? So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to lay out just a few principles very quickly, and then we'll move into some stuff. And the stuff is the thing that everybody wants to hear about. We like to hear about stuff, and I do too because we relate to it, but we're going to start with some of these principles and concepts. The first one that we'll pick up right after the break, I call the law of freedom. It's all about freedom, and in this case, being free from injury, free from...
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
About is the law of freedom. And, you know, this could be a political statement, and certainly freedom includes the concept of being, free, and it's a political kind of thought. But what we want to be free from is, how about worry? How about pain? How about injury? How about cold? How about death or anything like that? You know, we could make it into some kind of a big thing, but I just want to get this simple concept to you, and that is the definition of fear. It's very simple, a one-word definition, which is ignorance. Fear is ignorance. Now, you can turn it into an acronym also when you talk about fear, and we can look at it as put a period after each one of those letters, F-E-A-R, and it really does stand for false evidence appearing real. That's false evidence appearing real. Well, if that's what fear is, then what is freedom? Let me give you a description for freedom. And years ago when I started teaching classes live, and I was wanted to come up with ways of expressing things very clearly, very simply, so that people would understand them, I went to the dictionary, I looked up power words, I looked up absolute words, and you might listen for them in this statement, because here's my description for freedom. It is impossible to fear anything for which you have true and complete knowledge. It's impossible to fear anything for which you have true and complete knowledge. Now, sometimes when I've talked to some people of, I'll say, of some authority, and they said, wait a minute, what about if this and that and what have you, this kind of a thing, I mean, this is scary. And I'd say, no, just a minute, back it up. We're going to back this up to principle. What's the principle here? Well, the principle is, I'll ask people, I say, well, is God afraid? Well, no. Well, why isn't God afraid? Well, he knows everything. Well, that's my point. Exactly. When you have true and when you have complete knowledge, then fear evaporates. They cannot exist in the same place. I didn't say that it was easy. I didn't say that I'm there and everything. And I didn't say you're there and everything. And I didn't say that our lives will become, you know, totally, absolutely without any fear. But that's the quest. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Of course, it's said in a much more eloquent way. You can see that in John 8:32, and the truth shall make you free. That's what it really comes down to. Okay, so that's just kind of a little simple concept right here as we're going forward. Let's talk about parachutes for a moment. This will kind of fit in to help you understand the approach that I take to some of these principles. You know, well, what is a parachute? I think we know what it is. You know, do you need one for preparedness? What happens if you don't have one? You probably have in your mind that picture of a parachute that if you fell out of a plane, and some of you people may actually do that, you pull the ripcord and you float down to the ground and you're okay. So if you're going to fall out of planes, you need it. But how does this fit in with preparedness? Well, think about this, going back to the parachute for a moment. Let's say that you fall out of a plane and you don't have a parachute. What's the purpose of gravity? Gravity's job, it's an immutable law, and it's going to suck you to the center of the earth until something gets in the way. Of course, we call that the ground. When the ground gets in the way, you stop suddenly, it's all over. So if you fall out of a plane, and here's this gravity is going to do its thing and to pull you down, but you were going to buy a parachute. In fact, you could even get out your PDA and you're having a conversation with gravity and you're saying, look, it's scheduled next Monday. I'm going to buy a parachute. I don't want to do this fall thing. Does gravity care? See, gravity is this immutable law. You're going to go down no matter what, no matter if you were going to buy one or not. Okay, suppose you fall out of a plane. You have bought a parachute. But it's in the plane, and you're having your conversation with gravity. You say, wait, let's don't do this. I own a parachute. Does gravity care that you have a parachute and you don't have it with you? It doesn't. Okay, suppose you fall out of a plane, you have a parachute on because you bought one, but you haven't really done this before. You haven't practiced, you haven't played with this idea of jumping out of planes. It scares you silly, and here you are falling, and you're going like, oh, my goodness, what do I do? Well, what do I do? Well, this scares me, it scares me. And you don't pull the ripcord. Does gravity care that you have a parachute on and you never used it? The answer is the same. You're still dead. Okay, suppose you fall out of a plane. You have a parachute, but you bought your parachute the way some people buy their emergency supplies. You're going downtown, down some metropolitan area someday, and you've been out there shopping for parachutes, and they cost $2,000 a pop. And some guy's been observing you doing this, and he comes up to you and he says, hey, psst, buddy, want to buy a parachute cheap? $20. Well, look. $2,000 versus $20, you're going like, hey, I'll take the $20 parachute. Of course, this ought to be a clue as to its quality. So you get your $20 parachute. Now, maybe it was used in Korea by a colonel who only jumped on Sundays. I don't know. It's moth-eaten. It was made with tissue paper. Makes no difference. It is how it is. You pull the ripcord. This thing blossoms out above you and then shreds, and you have a streamer. Does gravity care that you have a parachute that does not work? So here's the principle of the parachute as it applies in a very general sense, and then we'll bring it back to our preparedness principles. You have to have it before you really need it. You see, you have to have it with you. You have to have it on when you actually need it. You must know how to use it, and of course you must actually use it. And then lastly, it must be of life-saving quality. So keep that in mind as we talk about some of the things that are coming up here in a few moments, because I'll refer back to the parachute principle on a number of occasions, and I'm going to expand this whole area for you to help you come up to speed. Well, one of the laws that I like to talk about is, I call it the law of provident living. And provident living might be a strange-sounding kind of a word. It's just a simple concept. If you're making provisions for the future, you're preparing for the future. And that, whether that's next week, next year, next winter, next decade, next life, next emergency, I don't care which is in your future. If you're making provisions for it, then you're living providently. And I believe that's what we're supposed to do. Within this law, and I'm not going to go into the law of provident living, but one of the things on the list is about material things. And that's what we're going to move to here very quickly is material things, because people like to talk about those. In this principle of the material things, or this part of this law that's material things, I call it wilderness wisdom. Now, some people say, wait a minute, I'm not going to go out into the wilderness. I live in a city, and I stay right here. You have to consider the definition of wilderness. Wilderness will come to you, because wilderness simply means a wild and unfamiliar place. And when things go sideways, when the wind comes, when the earthquakes come, when the blizzards come, whatever it is that comes, when different things happen, your surroundings can become wild and very unfamiliar. They're not the way you're used to seeing them. So wilderness will come to you. Within wilderness wisdom, you break it into two parts. One is the survival parachutes, and the other one is the permanent provisions. We're going to start by talking about these survival parachutes or the preparedness parachutes. And here they are. Very simple. It's a short list of four. Now, you have to consider this. When we're talking about a parachute falling out of a plane, what are we talking about? We're talking about something that happens quickly, something that's going to be over in the case of a parachute, you know, maybe, you know, 10 seconds to 2 minutes, and then it's all over. When we're talking about our emergency preparedness provisions, we're looking at things that are going to happen that may be just a few hours, a few days, maybe up to about 2 weeks. We're not talking about long-term permanent things. We'll get to that a little bit later. In fact, this whole series is to teach all about these things. We're talking about things that happen in a very short period of time. In fact, a lot of people will like to talk to me about 72-hour kits, and I'll tell you, I don't believe in 72-hour kits. I didn't say I didn't believe in the concept of being prepared to grab some stuff and go. I call it an evacuation kit, but 72 hours is way too short. Based on the experience of what we've seen, whether it was Hurricane Hugo many years ago, Katrina recently, or other things that happened, you can be left on your own for many days, even weeks. In the case of Hugo, there were some people that did not have any help or assistance for up to 6 weeks. So you've got to be prepared for a longer period of time is what it comes down to. Okay, but grab-and-go supplies that are ready to go, you carry them in the trunk, you have the car, you have them with you, they're by the door, they're in the garage, some things like that, you take them out the door. We call that an evacuation kit. That's for the parachute of preparedness, the short-term things. Here are the preparedness parachutes very quickly. Top of the list is clothing. Why clothing? Clothing is the top of the list because when conditions are very, very severe, when the weather is bad, when you're outside. Now, in my area, I live in an intermountain area. I live in a place where we have winters. They can be very harsh. I'll see, you know, 10, 15 below zero is common. 20 below zero does occur. In the mountains just a little ways away from me, we see 40 and 50 below zero at times. And that's true Arctic conditions. If we have the big one, the earthquake, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when they will occur. If that should come in the middle of the night, in the middle of January, in the middle of a blizzard, then what you're wearing, if you're outside and there is no shelter, everything's been destroyed or ruined, what you're wearing is going to determine whether you live or die. And when conditions are bad, you can die in a matter of a few minutes, a few hours, a couple of days. And it does not have to be below zero. It doesn't even have to be below freezing to be threatening to you. So if you live in a milder climate and you say, we only get frost twice a year, if you're outside at 40 degrees, the wind is blowing, and it's raining, and you have just what you're wearing, you're in trouble in a hurry. So clothing and what you wear, your personal portable shelter, is so critically important for your well-being. That's why it's number one on the list, because you can expire in a hurry when things are severe. Now, when I talk about looking at severe conditions, we don't focus on worst-case scenarios because we're in the gloom and doom. We focus on them for the concept that if you're prepared for the worst, then no matter what happens, it will be an adventure. That's the whole idea here. Keep things from being getting out of control. Your job is to control these things. Take care of your life. Okay, number two on this preparedness parachute list is water. Water is extremely important. Because how long do you live without water? You live just a matter of, well, hours when it's severe, or it can be just a matter of 2 or 3 days. And we'll talk more about water and the rest of the parachutes right after the break.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
About clothing and mentioning water, I'd like you to understand that as this classroom series goes along, we'll be doing whole classes on clothing, on water, and these other points that are in here. In fact, some of them may take several sessions to get out all of the information that we'd like you to have. By the way, I'll give you again, if you would like to leave voicemail questions, you can call 888-YOU-GET-SET. That's 888-YOU-GET-SET or 888-843-8737. And also send questions to askjim@preparemyfamily.com. Well, water. You don't live long without water. Let me define for you the human body very simply. We're mostly water. You know that. So we're a big bag of water, and we leak all over the place. Water escapes from our body through a variety of different methods. Obviously, it comes out as a part of the metabolic processes, and it's flushed out of the body to flush toxins out. We sweat. We perspire. We have tears. We through respiration through various ways. We dehydrate. And if we're not making up for that water that's escaping from the body, you very quickly are under huge stress, physical stress, that'll tear there at your ability to function, to be strong, to feel good. As a matter of fact, something when we get into the winter series about these topics, one of the things I want people to understand is that you dehydrate very quickly in the cold. I think most people understand the concept that if you in a hot area and you're perspiring and working hard, that you know you've got to drink a lot of water because you're losing it. But you also lose a huge amount of water in the winter. In fact, the colder it is, the faster you dehydrate, and you must make up for that. You know, 20 below zero, you're dehydrating as fast or faster than you would at 120 above zero. You need to understand that. Well, the idea is we have to consume water. Now, it not only must be a quantity of water to have enough, but you also must have the quality of water that you need. We'll do an entire program on nothing but water to help you understand that whole issue. All right, next on the list, we're talking about our parachutes. We had clothing, water, and then one that very few people know much about and have a lot of understanding about. It's kind of an undiscussable topic to a lot of people, and that is sanitation. Sanitation is a parachute issue because if you become sick during an emergency, and the sickness occurs usually, or the setup to become sick happens within the first few days. If you become sick and you die 2 weeks later because you had cholera or typhus or something like that, then what's the point? You're still gone. And all of these things are caused by unsanitary conditions, whether it be food that's contaminated or water or surfaces around you or other people that are ill that you come in contact with and they contaminate you. It's all a sanitation issue and keeping your surroundings sanitary, personal hygiene, and those types of things. So you must take care of that one, again, because the problem occurs within the first few days. If you take a look at disasters that occur around the world, particularly big ones, and if you look at what we hear on the news, we hear about all the people that died from the event. They died outright in the first few days, maybe a week or so. But you don't hear much about what goes on in the ensuing weeks and months after the disaster. And all of the people that became sick, the people that died, the people that were injured or maimed because of unsanitary conditions, and it may be years before they recover, if they recover at all. So sanitation is critically important, and there's a little more to sanitation than just storing some toilet paper. And then number four on our list of parachutes is special needs. And special needs is going to be different from household to household. You see, medications is an easy one to understand. If somebody has a particular health issue, then what they may taking, whether those are medications that would be a prescriptive type or a pharmaceutical type, or if you're using a natural approach to taking care of your health, you have to have those things. Now, other special needs can include things like, notice on our list, I didn't have food here. You see, food is not a parachute item because how long does it take you to starve to death? You're not going to starve to death in 2 or 3 days or even a week or two. Now, I'm not suggesting that we fast, and I'm not suggesting that you don't have food. I'm just identifying the parachute items that will cause you to lose your life in a hurry. And food is not one of those things unless you have a special need. There are some people, because of health issues, because of metabolic processes, because of how their body digests or utilizes sugars, that they may, in fact, have to have certain foods at certain times, and that would be a special need for them. I don't have that issue myself. I fasted one time for 14 days. I just wanted to see what it was like. I was curious, and as a matter of fact, I was surprised at how well you can do as long as you're taking care of, number one, clothing, number two, water, number three, sanitation. Then food, if you're of good general health, is not that critical. Okay? Other things that may be in the special needs area. I was doing a radio program a number of years ago, and we were talking about challenges of loss of power that may occur and how you prepare for these things. And at this, because there's ice storms, there's all kinds of things that have happened, can happen, may happen in the future. And this discussion on loss of power and power grid in an area, and a lady came on the program, and she was in tears when she got on. And I'm not a gloom and doom kind of a guy. We're just discussing things of what do you do to fix it. She came on crying in full sobs. And I hate it when women cry on the radio when you're talking to them, and I'll tell you all about that after our break, because she had a very unique, special need that we just needed to point out to her, and then the stress was gone. We'll see you after the break.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
200. That's 877-605-9200.
Again, continuing with our preparedness parachutes, we first had clothing, water, sanitation, rent, special needs that you're going to have to look at in your own situation for your own household. You may have infants. You may have elderly people. You may have people with different health needs. And that's what this lady was worried about as she was on the phone and they had this discussion had come up about loss of power. And she said, what am I going to do? She says, my husband, he's kept alive by a respirator. Well, to me, it's a simple concept because it's like, well, electricity is a special need for you. You've got to have backup power. You need a battery backup and a generator to keep it going. Otherwise, when the power goes off, you have a big problem in a hurry. So each household is going to be different, and you'll have to take a look at your special needs. But that's what it comes down to in terms of the preparedness parachutes, the short-term things, clothing, water, sanitation, then those special needs. Now, just so that you'll understand, there's certainly more to this than just that short list. Let me give you the long-term provisions. This we might call the permanent provisions. If you were looking at what it takes for you to be okay, take care of your household, what are the kinds of things that you must have, do, make provisions for, I break it into eight areas. I like to have, I'll say, these kinds of lists of things so I can compartmentalize things, organize them. The list is very simple. It starts out exactly the same. Clothing, water, sanitation. Those three are the same. Clothing, water, sanitation. Number four is nutrition. And please understand that I said nutrition. I didn't say food, because there's a big difference between what a lot of people eat as food and what is actually nutritious. And if you'll consider that during an emergency, during a disaster, when you're under a lot of stress, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual stress, that you need to have good nutrition so that your body can do its very best, otherwise your immune system become compromised. So nutrition, vitally important that you have. Number five is shelter. You know, we talk about clothing. In fact, as we get into the winter classes on this, I can teach you how you can live outside 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in temperatures that are below zero. In fact, they may stay below zero the entire time. You can live outside, and you do not have to have fire or shelter to do that when you do everything the way that we teach you how to do it. Now, obviously, shelter is convenient. It's comfortable. It's wonderful. And if you were living outside for long periods of time, just using your clothing, that's your personal portable shelter, that after a while, it really is nice to come inside. So shelter is one of those things you would like to have. You rest better if you can just come inside, get out of the wind or those things. Even though you may not be physically threatened outside at below zero, coming inside and just kicking back can be useful. So shelter. Number six is wellness. Now, obviously, everything we're talking about here really is all about wellness. You know, food and nutrition and water and sanitation, those are all wellness issues. But in this number six thing on wellness are a few other things that don't quite fit in other areas. It's about recreation. It's about rest. It's about body elimination and cleansing. It's about some things like that that don't quite fit in other areas that you need to be taking care of. It's about your spiritual well-being, too. You know, when you have, like, your provisions for wellness, it's like, well, I believe having my scriptures with me is really important. So there's times I need to get down and study the Word of God. I need to get back into those things, remember where I came from, where I'm going, lest I should forget those things. So there's many things that go into this wellness area that don't quite fit in others. Number seven on this list of long-term provisions is tools, and then number eight are supplies. So there you have it, the eight areas: clothing, water, sanitation, nutrition, shelter, wellness, tools, and supplies. Now, let's go back to our parachute discussion and where we're going so we can get to some stuff here. You know, everything that we're doing about provident living and the provisions for provident living, I believe they have to be based on principles, not on profits, not on cost, not on that bottom line. Well, the bottom line is we want to take care of ourselves. But you don't buy things like my example of the parachute, looking for the cheapest parachute you can find. You look for the thing that will do the job. So it's based on principles, not profits or cost. Everything has to be a part of a system. You see, it's a system that will lead you to as far as you want to go, as complete as you want to be, in your personal, household, family preparedness. Everything that we do, they have to be synergistic. Synergistic means that they work together, they mesh together. If you think about gears that fit together or that turn a mechanism, they fit right together and they work together. And then everything that you do is expandable. You see, there may be some people listening that are just getting started. You've just come to the idea that, hey, you know, life happens. Things occur around us, and golly, what would I do if such and such occurred? And now you're starting to make provisions. Well, you're brand new at this whole concept. You're going to begin where you can begin, and you're going to expand from there. Let's say you're somebody that's been doing these things for 10, 20, 30 years. It still is an expandable idea, and you can keep going from where you are. So it'll take you as far as you want to go. Now, here's an example of what I mean by being principle-based. We're going to talk about some stuff. We're going to talk about material things. You see, people are anxious to hear about things. We relate to things. We're physical, temporal beings in a physical, temporal world, and so material things are important to us. In fact, every now and then I hear somebody else say something like, well, I don't believe in being materialistic. My response to them is real simple. Well, great. Take off your clothes and stop eating. You see, those are material things. We need material things right now in the state in which we live, because if we don't have them, we're in trouble in a hurry. Now, you don't have to have fancy things. You don't have to have an opulent lifestyle, but there are basic things that will support your well-being and your comfort. Those things are important, so we'll be looking at them. And the thing about talking about stuff, you can own things. We like to own things. We like to possess them and hold them and have them, and I understand that. So let's talk about these things. Now, I started out early on with this idea of a 72-hour kit, and I began to, I'll say, debunk it a little bit in terms of 72 hours is way too short. Now, if you're brand new and you're going like, look, I have a limited budget, and the only thing I can do is get prepared for 3 or 4 days. Good, do that. But do it on a principle base, and then all you have to do is say, well, if I can do 3, I can do 6. If I can do 6, I can do 12. If I can do 12, I can do 100. If I can do 100, I can do 365. Because the principles do not change. Now, I'm going to talk about some kits, and this, and I'm not here to pick on anybody or any product in particular, but I will share with you what I know, what I understand, what I believe. I'll do that as kindly as I can, but I'm going to do it bluntly. We don't have time to fool around, and so I'm just going to lay it out for you. You can go out and buy some of these 72-hour kits, these survival kits, and I have one. I've got it here in front of me, and all the things that are here, I've gone through them. I buy them periodically, just pick up somebody's kits, see what they've done. I learn from it. I get ideas from it. I also learn some things that maybe you shouldn't be doing. Okay, so you go out and you buy one here. You've got this one kit. It's a two-person kit, costs $130 plus tax or shipping, and it's got a bunch of stuff, and it comes in this really nice box, and you spread all this stuff out, and you have all these little pieces that are there. These kits, and some of them in particular, are a real setup for disaster. Because, you see, you bought your kit, particularly if you're like a guy, and see, the guy's thing is to take care of his family, wife, and kids. And so here you are, you've got your kit, and you're going like, okay, I'm okay, and I can take care of my family. I'm the man. Well, here you are in your backyard, off in the mountains, wherever you are. Something has happened. Something major has happened, and now you're trying to build a life from this kit. And more than likely, it's the first time you've ever seen the contents. Well, you saw it when it was spread out in the display there, or you looked at the catalog sheet, but you haven't really gone through the box or the pack or whatever it is. So now you're getting this stuff out, and you're out to make a life out of this stuff. You're going to build a life in the middle of winter, or the middle of summer, or in the middle of the desert or the mountains or wherever you are, in the middle of the park where there's 900 other people that are all hanging out there. And it's now night, and there's a little bit of wind and rain or sleet or snow, and it's not going real well. And there you have the kids and mom looking at dad and saying, what's going on here? I thought we were supposed to be okay. I thought we were going to survive, and we're like suffering. And all the kids want to do is go home, but there's no home to go home to. And all the wife wants to do is take care of the kids, and she's not able to do that because these things aren't looking real well. You thought you had it covered. You were the hero, and now then your attitude is, I don't know what to do. What am I? And boy, when you lose your attitude and you say, I don't know what to do, you just sit down. And when people sit down, they have a tendency to like quit. Somebody has to come along and rescue their behindy. And if somebody doesn't come along, you might not make it. You're going to suffer at best, may be injured, and of course may not make it. And that's what we want to prevent. So, you see, when you lose your attitude, you lose your life, and you have some of these kits that are packaged, you haven't used them, you don't know what's in there, why, and you don't understand the principles of how and why things work, boy, can you get in trouble in a hurry when you're now trying to use things for real. So here's this kit, and here's all this stuff that comes in it. Now, I'm going to break it down according to those 8 areas that we talked about. Remember the list of 8? And we're going to focus back on the parachutes, but we'll talk about it from the 8 because there's a whole bunch of stuff in here that fits in all these categories. I'm going to kind of work backwards on this thing. First off, we're not going to expect there to be any clothes in here in the clothing. I mean, that's a personal thing. You have to take care of that. But the one thing I notice about this kit is there's not even a description in the literature or anything that says, hey, if you live in Montana and it's winter, you better have some serious clothing on. If you live in Florida in the summer, you better be paying attention to some mosquito netting. I mean, that's both clothing. You see, clothing is more than just a jacket. It's how you personally protect yourself from the environment around you, whatever's in it. If it's sun and heat, if it's cold and snow, if it's insects and creepy, crawly, bitey things, then your clothing is what protects you. Okay, So we're going to scratch clothing off the list in terms of a big thing that's going to be in there, and then we're going to look at what they do for clothing in another area. First off, here's wellness and some supplies. And there's a bag in there that has a bunch of things jammed into it loose. Well, there's Band-Aids, and here's some plastic gloves, and we've got a couple of gauze pads and some surgical tape, an ammonia ampule, you know, so if you pass out, you can wake somebody up, a tongue depressor. There's some betadine, the iodine wipes, Band-Aids, those kinds of things. Okay, those are all useful. It's a little first aid kit. That's about wellness. That's about taking care of injury and hurt. There's some personal care items in here, a toothbrush that already has some toothpaste in it, and a bar soap, and some Kleenex package, a comb, and a shaver in here. Nice things to have. There's 5 sanitary pads that are in here, and 5 safety pins. So there's our little plastic bag that's full of these wellness and supply items. Now let's look at tools, working back up the list here. This thing comes with one of these little multi-tools. You know, it's the thing that has the knife blade and the pliers and those types of things. This one comes from China, or doesn't make a difference if China just comes someplace where they make them real cheap. I see them downtown. They'll sell them for about $7.95. That should be a hint about it. The spring is dropping out of it. The joints are kind of loose, and I'd question how long it would last. Now, it might be more useful than a rock, but I'll tell you what, a rock is much more durable than this thing is. If you're going to buy a tool like that, particularly of something that you need to work with things in, you've got to have a quality one. There's some good quality brands out there. There's the Leatherman and the Gerber and the SOG and the Swiss tool and those. If you want a multi-tool, that would be a useful thing to have rather than a $7 item. Okay. There's a little portable cooker. That's one of these little metal fold-up stoves. And then you have the trioxane tablets, the little solid fuel tabs in here that you can heat something with. Of course, we're going to take a look at what is it you need to heat, why is it in here, and then there's some matches to go along with it. Again, we're in the tools area. There's a little radio in here, tiny little radio. You actually buy them for $9.95. And this radio, its longest dimension, the length, is the length of 2 AAA batteries. So it's like, what is this, about 3 inches long, I guess. I live in a little isolated valley in the central Utah area. And there's a couple of radio stations down here. And I can pick up those 2 radio stations. But outside of my area, I don't get anything on that radio. At night, I can get a couple of really powerful stations, but they're not very far away. If you need information, you want information, you've got to have a quality radio. A $10 radio really isn't going to do the job. You may need to spend, you know, I'm going to say a minimum of $50 to $60 on it. But, okay, we have a radio. That's a useful thing. Now, there's an area that has some light in it, one of these little Siloom sticks. Well, there's one in there. That's a little thing that you snap, and it'll glow for 7-8 hours. Useful because there's no flame, no heat, no fire. What most people don't know about those little light sticks is they do have a shelf life. If they've been stored for many, many years, particularly if it's gotten hot, if they've frozen, if they've gone through a lot of temperature changes, and they've been sitting around for 4 or 5 years, it probably won't work, folks. So if you have them long-term in your storage, you need to know they have a shelf life. Another thing that's in this pack is they've got one of these, it's a liquid candle. I think it says on here 100-hour candle. And it's just a little plastic bottle that has a wick in it and a cap that screws on that runs on lamp oil. Well, that works fairly well. However, the problem I have with lamp oil that you're going to put in your kit is that's kerosene is what it is. It's highly refined kerosene. You punch a hole in that thing or break that thing, and that stuff leaks all over your stuff. Boy, does it contaminate everything, and you can't get it out. Another thing that's in here is one of these little shake-up flashlights. You know, the ones you buy for $9? There again, that's a hint. And you got to watch out for some of these things. They're setups, and that's why I buy a lot of things. I have companies send me things. We test them. We evaluate them. We try them. We beat them up, literally. We throw things against the wall. We drop them. If your life depends on it, if you really need it, it needs to last. Well, there's one of these little shake-up things, little cheapo ones, and after you've had it for about an hour and you've been shaking it up, it starts to break up inside is one thing I noticed. But here's the thing that fooled me, and it may fool you. You get one of these things, you take it out of the box, you shake it up 3 times, you point it at you. It's an LED light, so it doesn't use a lot of power. You point it at you, it's like really, really bright. And I'm like, wow, just barely shook it up, and it's really bright. And it seems to hold that brightness. You know, you run it for a minute, and it's just bright, bright, bright. And I'm going, like, this is really great. Okay, take it home, take it apart as I did, and it comes with two little disc batteries in there that are running that thing. Take the batteries out, or when the batteries are dead after it's run the light for about 3 hours, you take those things out, and you can't hardly get any light out of this thing, and it discharges very quickly. So they fooled you. That's what it comes down to. Know that what you have is quality, that it really will work. All right, as I dig into this bag, here we have, we got a whistle. In fact, a couple of whistles in here. Okay, you know, it's really common for these survival kits that will have whistles in them. I see them all the time. Now, is a whistle bad? Well, yes and no, but think about it for a moment. You know why they put whistles in these things? Because everybody else puts a whistle in them, and it's on everybody's list they have a whistle. All right, let's go back to the Superdome. Let's got 20,000 people in the Superdome. They're all unhappy, and the kids all have whistles running around blowing their whistles. We're going to be shooting kids. I mean, this is going to be a very upsetting thing. The whistle has its place, particularly a good storm whistle, one that'll carry along. These are really little, cheap old plastic, police kind of whistles with a little, pea that rolls around inside of them. They won't hold up very well, and they're not very loud. A good whistle is useful under certain circumstances. We'll finish up the thought on the whistle, and then the question is, why do they put some of these things in here? Habit.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
It is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com. ¶¶
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. And before I forget, if you're interested in more information that we have on our website, which is preparemyfamily.com, you'll find there a two-hour principle-based DVD, and I want to get this to people, as many people as we can, so it's literally the information is being given away. It's the cost of delivering it to people, which is $5.50, and you can order that there and have it sent to you. If you don't have access to the web, you can leave your voicemail at 888-YOU-GET-SET. That's 888-YOU-GET-SET. That's also a place to leave your questions that you have, things that you would like to see us cover in the show. If you have experiences that may be valuable, we want to hear from you, and every one of those calls will be picked up by our customer service, and we will get back with you and serve you any way that we can. Also, if you have questions or you want to contact us, if you'll send that to askjim@preparemyfamily.com, that would be askjim@preparemyfamily.com, and every one of those things will come to me, and I will include them in the program. In fact, in the future, as we get this program established, one of the things we'll be doing is covering all of the questions that you have. We'll make them fit in to the format that we're using, because this is a classroom on the air, and we want to teach it in a very organized way to people, but I also want to be sure that you get any question that you have answered either over the air or personally, we will get back with you. All right. Before we went to the break, we'd been going through, you know, this kind of tools area, and we had the whistles in there because, you know, why do they put them in there? Well, it's on everybody's list. You got to have a whistle. Well, what's the use of a whistle? Well, a whistle can be very useful if you're in a remote location where there aren't a lot of people, and especially if you have young people or children. And, you know, we had 9 children, so they're like herding ducks sometimes. You ever try to herd ducks in a barnyard or herd lizards? That's kind of like it is when you have all these little kids. Ours are all grown now, and all of them on their own except one. But if you've got children and you're in more of a remote area, you're picnicking or camping or backpacking or something like that, a whistle can be a very useful thing, because if a kid wanders off and he's trying to figure out, you know, which way is home, a whistle will carry much further. That high-pitched sound will carry much further than the human voice, and a kid can blow a whistle, and you can hear that at quite a distance. Same thing, you trying to help them find their way back, you can blow a whistle. So it works there, but in a 72-hour kit setting where you have a bunch of people, particularly if they're all together, we have whistles, makes no sense whatsoever. They're in there because of habit. Okay, on our tools, another thing we have is one of these stainless steel Sierra cups. I've used Sierra cups for years. They're kind of nice in a way. They're stainless. But here's a challenge that you do have with a Sierra cup, particularly around young people, is, you know, the Sierra cup is that cup that has a fairly small base on it, and it's a conical, it's kind of like a funnel, you know, it's fairly wide at the top. This one, as I look at it, what is this? It's about 1.5 to 2 inches base on it, and the top is like 4 inches across. It means they tip over real easy because the base is so narrow. You're much better off with a vertical base, but a vertical side. However, it's a stainless steel cup. It'll stay clean. It won't break. A great item to have is just kind of a tippy thing to have in there. Then we've got a pack that this goes in, a little day pack. That's actually one of the very useful things here, because you can put something in it. So there's a pack with some straps, so you can carry it along with you if you need be. We'll come back after the break here, and we'll be talking about some of the wellness items that are in here as we continue looking at 72-hour kits that you may buy, what they have in them.